There's a really fascinating exhibition at the Baltimore Museum of Art. It will be on through July 10th. It's called Guarding the Art, and it's an exhibition guest curated by BMA Security Officers. It's my great pleasure to have in the studio one of the security guards and guest curators. This is Kellen Johnson. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about this really gorgeous project.
Thank you for having me.
Your two works obviously speak to you very personally. I'd like to start with the Max Beckmann still life with large snail from 1939, a portrait of his wife. And even though the musical association with this is not apparent in the picture, you've brought a lot of that backstory into your choice, right?
When I did my research for this piece, I discovered that both of Beckmann's wives were musicians. So in the painting, you see Beckmann's second wife, Matilda, who was an aspiring violinist and actress, but she abandoned her career to support Beckmann and his artwork. His first wife, Minna Beckmann-Tuba, was an opera singer during the first half of the 20th century. She was what we would consider to be like a house singer. She sang almost exclusively within the different provincial houses in Germany and Austria. There aren't even any recordings of her voice, as there would be other German dramatic sopranos that were active at that time, Lotte Lehmann or Lilli Lehmann or Olive Flemstad. But as a dramatic soprano, she did have a powerful, thrilling voice that enabled her to sing Isolde, Kundry, Brunhilde, Zenta. And learning that about these two women, it really made me appreciate the painting a lot more, knowing that both of Beckmann's wives were musicians.
And of course, with your studying baritone at Towson University, that resonated very strongly with you. And I know that the second work, the Hale Woodruff Normandy Landscape from 1928, resonates with you equally strongly in a different way, right?
That painting, doing research on Hale Woodruff as an artist, trying to make a name for himself as a Black artist during the 1920s, during the Harlem Renaissance, he entered himself into the William E. Harmon Foundation Award for Distinguished Achievement Among Negroes. He won third place, which earned him a $100 prize, and he used that prize money to sail to France to study in Paris to further his art training. And while he was in Paris, he painted the Normandy landscape.
These are such disparate and wonderful works, and I love the way they connect personally to your life. It's been such a pleasure to be speaking to Kellen Johnson, a security guard at the Baltimore Museum of Art and guest curator on this extraordinary exhibition called Guarding the Art, curated by 17 BMA security officers. This will be on through July 10th. There's more at artbma.org. Thank you so much, Kellen, and I wish you the very best with your musical career.
Thank you for having me.